Chapter 111. Etiquette of Drinking Water. 757. Anas Raziallah Anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to breathe three times in the course of a drink. He used to drink in three gulps." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Water should be drunk in three breaths. That is, one should breathe three times outside the drinking vessel one is drinking from. This habit has a salutary impact on one's character and helps one avoid doing things in haste. 758. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'Do not drink in one gulp like a camel, but in two or three gulps. Mention the name of Allah, i.e. say Bismillah when you start drinking, and praise him, i.e. say Alhamdulillah after you have finished drinking.'" At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith too prohibits us from drinking water in a single breath. It is preferable to say Bismillah every time we drink and Alhamdulillah every time we stop drinking. 759. Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, forbade breathing into the vessel while drinking." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, prohibited us from breathing in the drinking vessel because the bad smell or spittle may flow into the drink. This is both loathsome as well as injurious to one's health. 760. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, "Milk mixed with water was brought to the Messenger of Allah. On his right side was sitting a Bedouin, and on his left was sitting Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He, peace be upon him, drank from it and handed the rest to the Bedouin, saying, 'One who is on the right has preference. Then again, the one who is on the right.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 761. Sahal bin Sa'd radiallahu anhu reported, "A drink was brought to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and he drank some from it. On his right was a boy, and on his left were some elderly people. He, peace be upon him, said to the boy, 'Would you permit me to give rest of this drink to these on my left?' The boy said, 'O Messenger of Allah, I would certainly not give preference to anyone in anything that might come to me from you.' So he, peace be upon him, handed over the rest of the drink to him." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has already been mentioned earlier. Sheikh Al-Albani says, "Some wrongly think that in order to distribute something in accordance with the sunnah, a beginning should be made from an elderly person of the audience. Similarly, the view of Imam An-Nawawi is also not sound, that the distribution should begin from his own person and then give it out to the gathering in the right order. Whereas the fact is, as mentioned in the hadith, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, had demanded the drink for himself and therefore drunk it first of all. And if the situation is otherwise, the beginning should be made from the right side according to the sunnah. Neither should the distributor give priority to himself, nor to any elderly person from amongst the gathering. Rather, he should begin from the right side and then keep distributing in the serial order." Sheikh Al-Albani therefore says that Imam An-Nawawi is wrong to think that the distributor should begin after himself from the right side.